In Britain, members of parliament are having to regulate their own financial activities. Political leaders have been busy making apologies, writing checks, and calling for reform. All this comes as a London newspaper has been publishing the expense reports of the lawmakers. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
The revelations about expenses in the London Daily Telegraph this week could almost have been comical if the issue hadn't been so serious. Members of Parliament of the ruling Labour Party claiming for things like bathrobes and rug cleaning and new toilet seats, while Conservative Party MPs have been putting in for chandeliers and tennis court repairs, with one ex-minister filing for the cost of cleaning the moat around his country home. Perhaps the most bizarre was a claim for several sacks of horse manure. Realising he is up to his knees in a metaphorical pile of the stuff, Prime Minister Gordon Brown yesterday in Parliament made every effort to sound contrite.
I have myself refused the pension that is able to be given to any serving Prime Minister and refused to take it. And I have myself refused the London allowance that is available to me. I think all members of the House have got to look at what they can do in their own situations.
That wasn't good enough for the leader of the opposition Conservative Party, David Cameron, who's ordered his colleagues to pay back any dubious claims. Despite the revelation that he himself had claimed nearly $1,000 to have the wisteria cleared from the chimney at his home, Cameron has taken the initiative once again to beat Gordon Brown over the head about his lack of leadership, while also embarking on an apparent competition as to who could appear the most sorry. Or, as one observer said, using a medieval monastic analogy, my hair shirt is hairier than yours. This was David Cameron's mea culpa.
Isn't it time for us to see ourselves as the rest of the country sees us? Isn't it time to stop the talking, stop the endless committees, and start showing some real leadership to deliver some real change? How can we bring about the change this country needs if we cannot change ourselves?
Yeah. The heart of the problem is that members of Parliament, who are paid roughly $100,000 a year, work at Westminster in London, but generally live with their families in their constituencies. So they receive a large allowance of about $30,000 for furniture, accessories, repairs, and indeed mortgage interest relief for a second home. The accusation is that they have used the expense claims on their second home, which are legal under current parliamentary rules, as an alternative income stream to pay for gardeners, chandeliers, dog food, wine, and indeed horse manure. Several MPs, most notably a senior member of Gordon Brown's cabinet, have been accused of changing the designation of their second home, a practice known as flipping, so that the allowance can then be applied to another property. The reports are particularly damaging at a time when Britain is suffering its worst recession since World War II, and the revelations have, of course, not gone down well with the general public, or indeed the rank and file of local party activists. Ray Graham is party chairman of Ruislip and Northam Conservative Association.
I think it's intolerable. It's quite inexcusable. A lot of what they're doing may be within the so-called rules, but it's disingenuous, in my opinion, and in other walks of life, it would be tantamount to fraud, I think. It certainly makes life very difficult for the likes of me out on the doorsteps when I'm trying to persuade people to take an interest in politics, especially the younger element, when they can turn around and throw this at one. It doesn't help the cause at all. The whole thing, frankly, needs a complete root and branch review.
There are now moves to rapidly reform the expenses system. Although the anger is aimed at all parties, observers say it is the opposition Conservatives who are likely to come out of all this looking better, not least because the Labour Party has now been in power for 12 years. A recent poll showed support for Labour at a record low of only 23% against 45% for the Conservatives, with a general election due to be called by the middle of next year. When it comes, political commentators are talking of a reverse of the 1997 poll, when a whole generation of Conservative politicians was swept from power by Tony Blair's Labour Party victory. Expense claims for the upkeep of their fancy homes won't help, analysts say, but in spite of that, it could well be a Conservative Party landslide. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.